Starting off the show here, we're going to take a break in a couple minutes, and we're going to come back and pay tribute to John Mahoney passed away, and he was a hero, you know, in this city. He's a hero, great actor that was known worldwide, but particularly here in Chicago. Steppenwolf member, obviously you know him as Frasier Crane's father on the show Frasier, and he passed away at 77. The thing about John Mahoney was that he stayed local. He lived in Oak Park. He shopped at Jewel. He was an incredibly kind man. I had the privilege of meeting him, you know, a few times and knowing him through theater circles. And I've had friends who have acted with him, and you know, I've met him at social functions and stuff like that. He was just one of the first of all, he was a great actor. He was just a phenomenal actor, whether it be on stage, which, you know, for those of us who live in Chicago or have gone to Steppenwolf or many of the other theater companies, including very small theater companies that he would come and work for. Many of us here in this city have had the privilege of seeing him on stage and then, of course, on Broadway as well. And his television work on Frasier was great, and he was so funny on it. He was perfectly cast on it. And he was great in so many movies. He was so terrific in so many movies. And so it was really sad to hear that he passed away. He died Sunday night at age 77 from complications from throat cancer. And he you know, he's left behind a legacy. And I don't know a person who has worked in the Chicago theater community who doesn't have at least one story about John Mahoney, or at least one, you know, conversation that they've had with Mahoney. He was very supportive of the Chicago theater community, and you know, and obviously a great actor in his own right, and you know, was brought into Steppenwolf. He didn't start acting. Here's the thing: he didn't start acting until he was almost 40. He was an insurance salesman before that, and he didn't start acting until he was almost 40. John Malkovich brought him into Steppenwolf basically because everybody at Steppenwolf at the time when Steppenwolf first started to come off the ground with, you know, with Terry Kenny and the other guys, they were all kids. They were all just young. And so, you know, Malkovich, liked Mahoney. And they basically brought him in so that he could play the older gentleman parts, because they were all like in their 20s. They were like, look, we got this guy. He's almost 40, which is kind of unheard of, you know, especially in non-union theater. You know, if you're not, you know, if you're not union, it's unusual to have older actors. Like when I was directing, I did non-union theater. And so, when I was directing shows and I needed people that were older, it was always very hard to find them because, you know, you're not going to get paid. Why do you want to do this? And so it was always difficult to find older actors. So they brought Mahoney in, and of course, then he turned out to be such a great, supportive, and important actor. And then he became a legend himself. So I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about John Mahoney's great credits and some of his great roles. And if you want to jump in here to... maybe you had an experience with John Mahoney. Maybe you met him. Which is not uncommon because he lived here. He became like a major celebrity, a movie star, a television star, and he stayed here. He lived in Oak Park. Like I said, he lived in Oak Park and he shopped at Jewel. He did his own shopping at Jewel. So I'm assuming that some people out there who are listening right now have a John Mahoney story, and if you'd like to share them. And then even later on in the show, I might go back to this if anybody has any John Mahoney stories and you want to text them in at 312-981-7200. Anyway, he was just the best, and it's a huge, huge loss. So we're going to remember John Mahoney a little bit here. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday, get your requests in now. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. Our good buddy Kevin Powell is going to join us to talk sports after the 2:30 news. We're also going to talk about overused words. Esmeralda and I will go ahead and add another celebrity name game and more. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. As I mentioned before the break, the great John Mahoney passed away over the weekend. He was 77 years old, Steppenwolf member, great stage actor, did great work on Frasier on TV. And made great movies, and he was a incredibly nice guy, and you know, just genuine and really cool, and didn't start acting until he was just about 40. And here's one of the obits. Millions of people thought they knew the actor John Mahoney from his work on the NBC sitcom Frasier for 11 hit seasons from 1993 through 2004. He played the cranky Seattle police officer who'd taken a bullet in the hip and then had to be forced to live with his neurotic son. But the famously private Steppenwolf Theater Ensemble member was far more than the Hollywood gossip columnist ever knew. For one thing, Mahoney was born British, despite having no trace of a discernible accent. He was a child of a Manchester, England wartime evacuee to Blackpool on the Lancashire coast. He was born in 1940. He first came to Illinois when he was 11 years old to visit his sister Vera, a war bride. That visit made such an impression on his boyhood self that Mahoney found his way back to Chicago 8 years later under his sister's sponsorship, and he never went back to Britain to live, becoming a U.S. citizen in 1959. For another, Mahoney hated Los Angeles and greatly preferred Oak Park, where he lived quietly for many years. Once Frasier was over, Mahoney refused to participate in the usual nostalgic reunions. He didn't show up in 2001 when no less than Oprah Winfrey invited the entire cast of the sitcom onto her talk show. Kelsey Grammer was there, so was David Hyde Pierce, but not Mahoney. "I just couldn't be bothered," Mahoney told the Tribune in 2004. "That kind of thing bores me. I have better things to do with my life. I'm 63, I've made a ton of money, and I don't have to worry about my next job. It's over, it's done, let it go. I don't want to talk about it for the rest of my life." Mahoney was always grateful for what Frasier had done for him, and took care to say so on numerous occasions. His success on that show meant that thereafter, he could focus on Chicago theater, his great love, and on the Steppenwolf Theater in particular. But not having to worry about money, he was able to work on what he wanted, like acting for scale in A Long Day's Journey Into Night at Chicago's tiny Irish Repertoire Theater. He was amazing in that, and my friend David Cromer, who is now living in New York as a Broadway director, acted with him in that. And it was an incredible production. We were doing a show. I was in a theater company called The Hypocrites, and we were doing a show on the other side of the theater at that time, sharing the space with them, and it was amazing. There was something unusual about Mahoney. He came to the profession and made him famous uncommonly late. He was in his 40s when he became a professional actor. By the time I started my career, most people had given up and started selling insurance. I didn't have so much competition. So they brought him in when he was the kids were young when they started Steppenwolf, and they brought him in, and he worked steadily since then. Some of the movies that you might remember him in: Eight Men Out, Tin Men. He's so good in Tin Men. If you've not seen Tin Men, Moonstruck, which I think is one of my favorite performances of his. He's insanely good in Barton Fink, which is my favorite Coen Brothers movie. He plays a writer named W.P. Mayhew, an alcoholic writer named W.P. Mayhew in the early 40s, who kind of basically sold his soul to write scripts for Hollywood, and he's incredible in it. It's an incredible performance. Esmeralda, you'd remember for Primal Fear.
Yeah.
He played the corrupt lawyer, and he was great in that. And it's the movie that the performance that will always stay with me as I think his best performance, film-wise, not stage, but film-wise, is Say Anything. His performance as Ione Skye's father in that movie is beautiful and subtle and really complex, and the relationship that Jim Court shares with his daughter Diane in that movie is a real complicated one. He's a criminal, but he's doing it for his daughter, and he's trying to do it for all the right reasons, and he's a very conflicted guy. There's an incredibly beautiful scene in the movie where his life is basically falling apart. He's being investigated by the IRS. There's a chance he's going to go to jail. And when everything starts piling up, and he really wants his daughter to go to London to go to school and to be incredibly successful, and all the stuff that they've worked for, and the reason why he was stealing it, was because of his daughter and for his daughter. There's a scene where it all piles up to him, and there's just this quiet scene. And Dan, you've seen the movie, obviously. And Esmeralda, yes. You've seen Say Anything, right?
I haven't, no.
Oh, okay. There's a scene in the movie where he's just the phone, the answering machine is, there people are calling on the answering machine, and he is fully clothed in a suit, in the fetal position in the tub in the bathroom by himself. And it is a heartbreaking scene. But that's my favorite Mahoney film performance. And, of course, my favorite line in the movie comes near the end after he's been put in prison. And John Cusack's character comes to visit him because Ione Skye's character will not talk to him anymore. And he says, "How you doing, sir?" And Mahoney replies, "I'm incarcerated, Lloyd," which is my favorite line in the entire movie. And the way that Mahoney delivers it is great. I've told this story, and I'll tell it very quickly again. Years ago, I was at O'Rourke's, which was a bar that was located across the street from Steppenwolf Theater, and I had had a few. I was with my friends, and I was drunk. And so Mahoney came in after a performance at Steppenwolf, sat down at the end of the bar with some people, and I was like, "I'm going to go say something." So I get up, my friends are like, "Oh, this idiot," and I walk over to Mahoney, and I look at him, and I reach my hand out, we shake hands, and I scream in his face, "I'm incarcerated, Lloyd!" Luckily, he laughed. And then I just kind of walked away. He laughed, and he sent a beer down to me. And then years later, Entertainment Weekly did an anniversary sort of piece, like 20th or 25th anniversary piece about Say Anything. And they asked him about the longevity of the movie and that people still quote it and people like it. And he said, "You know, my favorite story is I was in a bar one night in Chicago, and some drunk guy came up to me and screamed, 'I'm incarcerated, Lloyd!' in my face." So I have that connection to John Mahoney, and you know, it's one of my favorite things. And when I saw that, when I read that in Entertainment Weekly, I'm like, "Oh, I'm that drunk idiot. I'm that moron who came up and screamed, 'I'm incarcerated, Lloyd,' into John Mahoney's face, and he still remembers that." So anyway, John Mahoney, if you get a chance, there's a lot of stuff that you can watch. He's been in a ton of movies. Go to IMDb. I mean, I highly recommend. I think he's amazing in Moonstruck and so many other movies. But I Say Anything, I still think is. And by the way, Eric Childress is hosting a screening of Say Anything on Valentine's Day in Elk Grove Village. We'll talk about it on Monday. But yeah, you should go out. And last year at this time, 1 year ago, I screened Say Anything for my film club, and we had a nice big crowd, and we talked about it afterwards and everything. So. And of course, you can watch Frasier 53 times a day. So, you know, our friend James Nabar, I'm friends with him on Facebook. He posted a picture, and I just thought, and he just wrote the word goodbye, and he posted a picture of Marty Crane's empty chair, the chair that, you know, that his dad insisted on having and that Frasier hated. And so there's just an empty chair, and James wrote goodbye. So. Anyway, he was an amazing actor and a really cool guy, and we're going to miss him. He was only 77, and rest in peace, John Mahoney. All right, we'll take a break. The news is coming up next.